Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis all the time. I'm James Lane. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 116 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. Well, we're almost at the halfway point of the 2018 season, where we've seen several big-name players trying to work themselves back into tournament form after an extended time away from tour due to injuries or other reasons. In this podcast, I'd like to talk specifically about Maria Sharapova, who is now about 13 months into her return to the WTA and trying to reestablish herself among the game's top shelf once again. Now, since her return, Sharapova has had a challenging time finding that top form week in and week out. Now, I'm sure it's difficult enough to get back to top form after such a long layoff, but Sharapova has also been hampered by injuries since her return, which undoubtedly has made it even more challenging to reestablish that consistency from tournament to tournament. Sharapova has only won one tournament since her return, but by and large, her tournament results over the past 13 months have not been what we are accustomed to seeing from the former world number one. So far in 2018, Sharapova has reached the quarterfinals or better only twice. She lost in the third round at the Australian Open, followed by three first-round losses in her next three tournaments. She did reach the quarterfinals in Madrid last week to break that string of first-round losses. Hopefully, she can build on that performance in Rome this week. Now, Sharapova is currently ranked number 52 in the world. You know, Sharapova was a fixture at or near the top of the women's game for so many years. I mean, I can't remember the last time she was ranked outside the top 50. Now, Sharapova is 31 years old now, and like the rest of the season players on tour, finds herself regularly squaring off against a constant wave of young and up-and-coming players who possess as great, if not greater, firepower in their games. Now, her intensity and will to win are still as high as ever. But the one thing I've noticed that has not been quite as crisp since her return is her footwork. You know, I've talked about this in previous podcasts, episodes number 88 and 101. You know, Sharapova has always managed to cover the court more than adequately, despite not being one of the tour's great movers. You know, at 6'2", she is tall and lanky and moves with long strides. But throughout her career, she has always been able to make just enough of those little adjustment steps to afford herself ideal spacing and setup to deliver her thunderous ground strokes. Now, from what I've seen since her return, her court coverage overall is not the issue. She still covers the court pretty well. She just does not appear to be as consistent with her footwork from point to point, in particular with those little adjustment steps necessary for optimal preparation and setup when hitting those power ground strokes. Consequently, the quality and consistency of her shots have not been up to the standards, again, we're used to seeing from Sharapova. And as all tennis players, regardless of level, know all too well, it does not take much to impact the quality of your shot. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a very thin line between hitting a great shot, an average one, and making an unforced error. Now, Sharapova has hit a lot of non-Sharapova-like shots over the past 13 months, and I believe her footwork has a lot to do with it. That said, I'm not ready to give up on Sharapova just yet. I believe she still has a lot of great tennis left in her. The key for her is to stay healthy, first and foremost. The game is challenging enough when you are healthy, but it's not realistic to expect that you'll be able to get into any kind of a rhythm if you can't string together a few tournaments without getting bitten by the injury bug. If Sharapova can stay injury-free over a good stretch of tournaments, then at that point, it'll provide a better look at the prospects of her comeback. A couple of big tournaments for her coming up are the Italian Open and, of course, the year's second major, the French Open, at the end of the month. We hope Sharapova can stay healthy and find the form that won her 5 Grand Slam singles titles along with the career Grand Slam. We certainly wish her the best. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.